Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we got the man on the call, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, live with us this morning. What's up, Level?
Hey, good morning. Do or die day today, huh?
Ugh. Dude, when the game day host or game in-game host came out for the brat toss, and she gets on the mic at the yard and says, "We need to put some energy back in this building." I thought that about said it.
Bring it on for the brats. Yeah, timing was not great on that. But, you know, it's, who's not excited about free brats, I guess? No, the Brewers need to figure it out today. It's a tough test. If you do, you live to see another day. And if you don't, well, you're looking for spring training next year.
Well, the Brewers pulled a Polish sausage and tripped up yesterday, just like the Polish did.
Another exciting moment.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that could there potentially be irreparable damage done to the fan base if they do not win tonight? Because we've had this losing streak now, and Vince will admit, I mean, Vince has been like pessimistic about the playoffs for months now just because of history. I know that's not fair, Jeff, but boy, it feels like it's more than just prolonging the season. It's having to win tonight just to like give us all some hope again that they can actually go beyond winning an NL Central.
Yeah, it does feel bigger today, and last night was really the game because you knew that two of their best bullpen arms were not available, so that was the game to kind of get it done and get the advantage. Now you got to face a tough lefty in Sean Manaea. I know the Brewers faced him last Friday and knocked him out in the third inning, but it has not been a lot of success for the Brewers organization in the playoffs recently. They haven't won a series since 2018. They've won just one game since 2018. So they, you know, for the fan base, they're starving for some victories. And yes, this has been a situation for the Brewers where they've been in the playoffs for six of the last 7 years, but it's not just getting there. As you mentioned, you gotta get it done. I think we mentioned this last week, but if you're sitting there and you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you've been to the playoffs 12 consecutive years, you've won the division 11 times, you've got one title to talk about.
Right.
Their fan base is getting frustrated too, and rightfully so. They've got a huge payroll to deal with. But the Brewers do not have that. They do not have that many opportunities. So you got to try and take advantage, and it starts with tonight's game.
What is it that happened, Levo? Is this one of those things where because we're a young team, I mean, like I look at the playoffs, particularly in a best of three series, which is absurdly short. I mean, it's as short as you can get, but for a one-game playoff, right? So in that time frame, you can't have a clunker. You can't make mistakes. You can recover from bad one in a four-game series, in a best of seven, certainly, even in a best of five. But, you know, right now, you can't make mistakes, and the Brewers made mistakes.
Yeah, they did, and it cost them. It was a five-run inning.
Right.
And other than two innings, the Mets never had more than one base runner in any inning, except for those two innings that they scored runs. You can't give them five outs. All those five runs scored with two outs. Just a really frustrating inning, and it was kind of after Jackson Chiarelli robs the homer.
Yeah,
you know, it's a catchable ball out in left, and then Johan Piamsa's late covering first base, and it cost them a run. That was the tie game, and then the floodgates opened from there. I mean, it just you have to make the plays, and that's the frustrating part, is because the Brewers made the plays over the course of the regular season, and you've done it so many times going back to spring training. So it was just. It's almost dumbfounding just watching the game unfold yesterday. Going, man, the Brewers just do not make these types of mistakes, but they did last night. It cost them game one.
So Montas is on the hill to start. Who do they go to next? Is Savale cash now because they used him yesterday?
And I would think that Savale's a no-go today, but everybody else is available, save for Freddy Peralta. So you got everybody in the tank tonight, and you got to use them. At this point, you're counting outs. How many does Frankie Montas give you? And then you go from there and trying to get to Devin Williams. But they got to score some runs. They jumped out early yesterday. It was a 2-0 lead. They've had a couple of different leads in some playoff games. But they've got to jump out early today and really keep the fan base involved.
Absolutely. All right. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Levo, I hope this is not the last time we're speaking in the coming weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope not, too, guys. Hopefully we're talking next week, too. Come on.
Here we go. Everything's
fine.
Thanks, Levo.
7:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.